Welcome to the Father's Day. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Young people who used to be on the left are beginning to wake up and think for themselves. That is a good thing. And I have one of those people with me today. I have with me Anomaly. He's a hip hop artist who also does news analyst. Thank you for coming, man.
Thank you.
Oh, this is amazing.
You're amazing.
Yeah, no, man, I'm trying to catch up with you.
The way you say amazing is amazing.
So let me ask, everybody want to know, what is your nationality?
I am Italian, Polish, Puerto Rican, and Czechoslovakian, as far as I know.
Wow. And so your father's what? Is what?
My father's Polish. My father's Polish and Czechoslovakian, a mix. I think more Polish than Czechoslovakian, but I need a DNA test for that. But I don't want to take them because I feel like they're going to take my DNA and then use it nefariously.
Don't take that risk.
So my father is those two, and then my mom is Italian, Puerto Rican.
You started out as a hip-hop artist, and now you're doing news analysis. What made you switch?
I was doing hip-hop for 6-7 years, and I talked about real stuff in the messages, too. Like, it wasn't just about cars and clothes and stuff. And then I started paying attention this election, and I always knew the news was fake, and I knew that the media companies were owned by a few groups of people and organizations. But just to see how blatantly fake it was, how they treated Bernie, then how they treated Trump, and the consistency and how widespread it was, the social media companies in on it, I just like was so annoyed because I was like, they're stealing the election by cheating. And then, of course, after the election, they say everyone else is cheating. But I think they just need to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
And they could look at foreign countries, too. But I just couldn't take the dishonesty and the negativity.
And so have things changed for you as a result of doing news analysis?
Absolutely, yeah.
In what way?
Everything's just got better as far as my life. I've been able to do it full time, something that was a lot harder to do just off hip-hop music. Although I did have stints there where I didn't work other jobs.
Right.
So I've been, you know, very well taken care of by people who support, I guess, 150 to 300 million views, which is like with
That's
hip-hop
amazing.
Music, I had 3 or 4 million, and that was great. But like 100-something million is crazy. So,
are you surprised at that number?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. Even that, because I never really cared about fame or money or all this stuff. Right. So now that the message has gotten that far, I feel pretty happy.
Right,
you know,
on,
I'm just
man.
Like, oh, okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you are a Christian, am I right?
I would say I'm unaffiliated, but I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm a full-blown Christian, but I have love for Jesus Christ. I have love for God. I like to learn and pick up gems and wisdom and knowledge from all, you know, ethnicities, religions, and cultures.
Why not full-blown Christian?
I feel like I just haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, I see.
And I have a lot of amazing Christian friends in my life, and a lot of them, you know, really want me to go the full distance, but I feel like my relationship with God, that's between me and God,
right,
so
right.
He's, you know, He put me here for a purpose, and when it's time to make a play, I feel like I'll feel the connection.
Plus, you can't just go full-blown with God just because a human being wants it. It has to be something you and God work out.
Absolutely.
It's not some human being can't determine that.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Do you agree with me that straight, white, conservative Christian men of power are under attack?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, and it's something that no one wants to talk about, but for sure.
Yeah, and give us an example, the proof of it.
Well, I have a good proof in South Africa now, and it's in the United States too, but if you were to say something about any race, and I'm so not racist that I don't want to see any race get treated like this, but Vox, Huffington Post, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, you know, all of these like feminist blogs, you could find hundreds of articles attacking men, attacking masculinity. PragerU got their masculinity video taken down off Facebook. And then on Twitter, you go to Twitter and they're promoting the femininity of men.
Yeah.
So it's like you're shutting down being masculine and you're promoting being feminine and 12-year-old kids wearing makeup, boys. And it's just like, if you're going to do that, at least let the other side have a conversation. Don't suppress them. But in South Africa now, you have a leader of a political party. His name is Julius Malema of the EFF party. He's calling for the killing of white people. He's saying it at marches. And Huffington Post and Vox, they're saying, if you talk about it, you're a white supremacist. And then they're like, well, the truth doesn't even matter because Trump's a white supremacist. They're literally publishing stuff like this. So it's like they want white people to get murdered. I don't know any other nicer way to say it. That's what, if I read that and it was black or Asian, I'd be like, wow, they really hate black or Asian people. But they definitely hate the white male Christian American.
What's EFL for those who don't know?
As far as my knowledge, because I'm not out there, it's the third top party, but apparently they have a good connection with the first top party, and the leader of it and their supporters are calling for the killing of white farmers, and just like openly, yet the news says it's a conspiracy theory, and it's a white supremacist talking point, but you can find videos of this guy. He's calling for the killing of people. There's not very many leaders who do that. There's definitely wars going on. I talk about all those wars. People say, you only talk about it because it's white South African. It's not true. I talk about Christian Nigerian black people getting killed. I talk about, you know, Syria. I talk about all of these things, Israel, Palestine, Yemen. But for some reason, the news is just gung-ho on ignoring this and attacking people who are trying to shed light to it. So to me, it seems like the American media, the left-wing media, are accomplices. Yeah. I don't know any other way to put it. They're not only not covering it, but they're censoring and trying to shut up people who are. It's like, and then they're calling people white supremacists.
Yeah, they had the black government in South Africa changed the constitution to take the farmlands from white people and without compensation. And as a result, it's just been awful for white folks there. They've been killed. There are these black thugs and others who are walking over to their homes and shooting them in the faces and just robbing and stealing and killing. And it is because they're white and they know the world don't care. White people are the most hated people around the world. And what's so interesting about it, these people who are killing white people, the people of color and others, they need white people. They go to white countries and then they kill the people who let them in. That's just pure evil to me.
Absolutely. In Zimbabwe, they did a similar thing and their economy tanked and they need the white farmers as far as for their economy and produce, but they're going to do that. The economy is going to tank. Yeah. In Europe, it's going to crap. But I'm not saying it's not going to get better, but the white liberal media doesn't want to talk about it. There's a great Thomas Sowell quote I read recently who's saying that slavery still exists in the Middle East, Islamic world, and in Africa, but people talk about slavery of the past in the West and ignore that slavery because there's no financial gain to be talked about.
Yes.
And it's still true to this day. I mean, there's enslavement in Libya, reports of that. There's, you know, murders of people specifically because of race in South Africa, yet they want to talk about the 0.002% of black Americans being murdered, silence people when they try to talk about the 99%, try to actually help the black community in America, and then ignore actual slavery. It's like, it's so twisted. It's really sick.
And I'm concerned that this will happen in America as well.
Absolutely.
Because if the people of color take over the government here, they're going to go after white people. They're going to take
with
their
the
land,
help of Vox, Huffington Post, and the white liberals who hate white people more than they do. So it's like they'll probably form a racist coalition of like bloggers that have 15 cats and hate themselves, and guys who, you know, have iPhones but they hate capitalism, and they'll form some sort of coalition. And it's like I always say, South Africa is America in 20 years on liberalism, and Europe is America in 10 years on liberalism, because it's like super far gone, and it's outside of race even. I feel like it's a mindset. Like, I know you always say racism doesn't exist. At the core of it is just like two opposing mindsets, and the most racist and hateful and, you know, eventually murderous people are the ones who want to call everyone racist. It's the projection of like your girlfriend cheats on you. Are you cheating? Are you cheating?
Right.
They do that because they cheated. It's like the most racist white people have a fetish for calling other white people racist.
How did it get to this point around the world that white people allow this to come upon them in this manner?
I think it's not even just white people. I think it's just collectively we've gotten very comfortable. We've been fed a certain lie for a long time. We've been fed a mindset, and you know, it's in the universities now, it's all over the media. Like, to find the truth or to find a counter perspective like yours or mine, you might have to dig 10 pages in Google, and then they still might censor it. You know, they deleted my video on South Africa before reinstating it, and it was nothing but facts, no opinion. I was just like, what's going on here, asking a question. you know, everything Trump says is crazy. So they've rigged the system in such a way that it's like 95% of the lie is there. And to dig to that 5% of the truth, you can't find it. And they've done it for years and years and years using propaganda tactics, psychological manipulation, conditioning people like dogs to respond to certain stimuli, not even be able to, you know, obtain authentic truth. But I do think it's changing. And to be optimistic, I think America, we're in the best position over even Europe, where not only the First and Second Amendment exist, which they don't have in Europe, they have no free speech, they get arrested for Facebook posts, you'd probably get a fine, or, you know, they'd raid our house or something in Europe, you know, for saying something honest. So we have that, we have the Second Amendment, and we have a population and a president that's at least, even at bare minimum, starting a conversation to have a dialogue and a debate.
I think the white people got to this point because in America, at least, they allowed themselves to feel guilty of the condition of people of color, especially black people, even though white people had nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with slavery, the condition of black people, most, not all. But they made white people feel guilty. And so they said, okay, you're a guilty white man or white people, and if you speak up and disagree, you are a racist.
Absolutely.
And if you are a racist, we're going to destroy your life. We're going to take your property. We're going to make you lose your job, destroy your family. And then we're going to put you up in an example, a public hanging, a lynching, so that the rest of the white folks can see what happens if they speak up. And I think over the years, especially white men, have not spoken up. And I think that's why it's at this point.
I agree completely. And it's weird because the other side, you know, I talk about mindset, and I really believe on a big scale to change the world, you have to change yourself.
Yes.
And to really help the youth, you need to instill a mindset that's successful and not victim mentality,
that's
weak,
right,
and leading them to destruction. But the racism from the left is, you know, they think so lowly of black people and so lowly of Latinos and Asians, where their mouth, they say, you can't get an ID, you're too poor, you're not good enough to do this, let me help you. I was like, that's racist. Yeah. You know, that's racism. And then the opposite is true. When you try to help and uplift someone, they swat your hand and say, you know, how dare you try to tell them you're equal? They're not equal.
Yeah.
But we're gonna help you. And then it's like Asians are doing too well. And then they penalize Asians. Oh, we love Asians, but we don't really, because we're going to penalize them for doing so well.
How can men stop this attack?
I mean, being a man, maybe. You don't even have to be toxic masculinity, right, and start beating women. It's like, I'm not talking, I get, right, over-aggressive men and egotistical men are not good, so I'll agree with the left there, but just be a man. Stop being so weak, stop being so fake, stop buying into this narrative that's like leading to your destruction and demise as not only a man, this country, and to be honest, the planet, because if Europe falls and the United States falls, you don't have a place that people want to go anymore. Now there's billions of people in the world that want to come to America. You have 50,000 people getting arrested every month at the Mexican border. I have family that's 100% Mexican. My stepfather, my siblings, they came to this country, my stepfather, for a better life. And he loves America now because he worked hard to get here and got here and was successful. People are trying to come here everywhere.
Yeah.
Even liberals know that. We love Mexicans. So do I. They're trying to come here because they want to live in America. So if you destroy America and destroy Europe, there's nowhere left for anyone to go. Now
That's
the
right.
whole world is going to turn into a third world country, and no one wins. I don't understand their end goal.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
We love birds! 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 We love birds!
What in the world going on out here?
All these people are here for the merch, but we're sold out.
They're here for the merch?
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's amazing. The merch is amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
The merch is amazing.
Do you agree with me, and you don't have to, that the great white hope, you know who he is, right?
You've been calling Trump the great white hope, yeah?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's that the great white hope is a perfect example of how men should deal with evil people. Because look, he's been under attack since day one.
Yeah.
In a major way by the children of the lie, you know, the liberal media, the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
Right or Republican, never Trumpers. But look, he's still done great things in a year and over half of being in the White House. Nothing can stop him. Do you agree that he's a perfect example of the way men should function?
I mean, I'll say this. I think what he's doing is incredible. I don't think people have to function like him. I think there's other ways of being a successful man. You don't have to be as aggressive per se as him, but I don't know that anyone else could do what he's doing. Yeah. I love, like, he's not me, but I don't look at him like other people, oh my God, he shouldn't do that. I love it. Every day I retweet his tweets, I say, GOAT, greatest of all time.
Yeah.
He's incredible. He's strong. He's crushing so many people, draining the swamp. Oh, well, he's not getting rid of everyone. You know, people. No, he's doing so much. I don't know any other way. I've never seen someone so successfully dismantle so many bad people.
I know.
I mean, I don't think he's the only way for every man, because if every man act like Trump, it might get weird in itself, but...
No, if every man acted like Trump, the world would be great. We would have peace on earth.
You might be right, to be honest.
Yeah, we would. And the reason is, he doesn't have any anger, so he's not afraid. Because all people who have anger are afraid. So he's not afraid. He has perfect love. Perfect love casts out fear. If you attack, he doesn't care if you're male or female, black or white, young or old, retarded or sane or whatever, right? He's gonna fight back. He's gonna call it what it is. I mean, you can't. And then he still put the country first like a good father should.
Yeah.
And he just doing it. And he's like totally walking around with a head in the air. And
I love it, man. Yeah. I every day I wake up and it's like, you know, I'm like, okay, this is fun.
Yeah.
But I think you're right too. He does attack everyone equally. I was like, if he was racist, he wouldn't attack Don Lemon because he feels like he's not equal. But it's like he's so not racist, he'll call anyone dumb.
Yep.
I mean, it's one way to live.
And that's right. He treat them all the same. And that's what love is. Just imagine Don Lemon is black. He's homosexual. And he's on CNN. There's no way. If the president wasn't fair, he would attack Don Lemon back. He would be too afraid to.
He's blunt, and people don't like the blunt truth. They like the candy-coated lie.
Yeah.
Me, someone wanting this matrix of lies to collapse, every day is Christmas morning, so
right on.
I'm having a good time.
Are you a blunt person?
Am I what?
Blunt.
Oh, blunt? I think so, absolutely.
And you're not afraid to attack back, no matter who it is?
No, I think me and Trump are different in a way, and there's nothing wrong with him.
Right.
Maybe by the time I'm 70, to be honest, I might be that savage too by the time I get
his age. How old are you now?
28. You know, I like to, like he always says, these are my enemies. That's fine, and he's winning, but I try to have a mentality like I don't have any enemies. Even the negative, most nasty, terrible person on the earth, I think they're filled with fear. You know, all these bad qualities of that's like self-consciousness. I don't think they're necessarily evil, but I think evil entities and mindsets have gotten into them. So I don't like to think of people as my enemies, but I don't like to be attacked or threatened, especially physically or financially. So when people do that, it snaps.
Do you believe that there is evil, good and evil?
I think so. I think people, I don't like to look at people as enemies or evil. But I do think that there are forces and even like mindsets and actions and maybe, you know, something
that's
even
deeper. Do you believe that there's evil working through people?
I think so.
And do you believe that the evil hate good that work through others?
I think so. But in a way, I think a lot of people that are evil, they secretly love it. Where it's like when you're jealous of somebody, the root of jealousy is usually love, you know, where you are jealous because you want
well,
that
love,
for yourself.
Hate kind of a thing.
So I think evil exists on like a force level, but I really think sometimes to get through to people, you have to be compassionate, but not weak. Like the whole left, progressive and liberal, right. They're all compassionate, but they're weak, they're naive, they're fake. That's not real compassion, that's weakness.
Well, they have no compassion.
But to be nice to somebody, sometimes that's the best way to get through to them, to be like, okay, we're similar in these ways, but you're wrong in this way, and try to like get them out of it.
Do you believe that there's evil that dwells in some people, especially the children of the lie?
I think in a sense, but it's like, what is that evil? I think it's just years of like, you know, maybe fear and financial, like seeking money over love and, you know, the right thing. So it's like, evil is a broad term, but I think even deeper than people and even energy, like I think there's something else going on this planet and maybe the universe, you know, that's like even deeper than anything we can understand.
I'm black and slow, as you know. Do you believe...
You're pretty quick.
Do you believe evil dwell in some people, men and women?
I mean, yes and no.
It can't be both.
Well, yes, in the sense of people are doing negative things, but I think...
Is that evil that's causing them to do negative things?
Possibly. I don't know. I'm not a doctor slash chakra healer. I don't know that.
Do you believe that good dwell in some people?
Absolutely.
And do you believe that good causes people to do what's good?
Something causes it. I don't know if it's DNA, mindset, brain, upbringing,
and do you believe that evil hate or love good?
I think at the end of the day, it's a love-hate relationship. So I think they all coexist. There's always like the yin and the yang and the balance, but... You know, is there evil? Is there? I don't know. It's the earth is a paradox.
As a Christian who's not full blown yet,
do you
believe evil love or hate good?
Like I said, I think it's a love hate. I think they hate it, but they secretly love it, and they hate to love it and love to hate it.
Do you believe good is of God? God is good.
I hope so.
Do you believe that?
I think God is good, but if you talk to different people, they'll have a different explanation of
right,
God.
Right, that's why I'm asking you.
To me, yeah, God is good. God is the energy that keeps me protected and fueled and allows me to live and be here now and to have overcome so much and still be on a good path. So I'm
forever
grateful.
So you do believe
grateful.
That good is just another word for God?
You could say that. That's...
And so do you believe that evil is of Satan? Satan is the father of evil.
I think it's all wording and labeling, but I think we're on the same wavelength.
And so is that a yes or no?
I mean, it's a yes and a no.
So you do believe Satan is the father of evil. And so all people who are evil
that.
Are the children of Satan.
I wasn't alive to, you know, see Satan and God have that battle. And now that I'm here, I definitely see the forces. I've read the stories. I got the Bible and the Quran. I'm going to read both.
Oh,
and then
man.
I'm going to read both because I want to see where everyone's coming from. Like, even, you know, everyone talks about Islam, but I want to know from the source.
Right.
I don't want
to
hear
it's best
second
to find
or third.
Out yourself.
But,
so
you know, I
do
think,
you agree with me that you believe there is a Satan, right? A spirit by the name of Satan.
I don't know his name, but I think there's a spirit, and I've actually had a spiritual experience. I've had a sleep paralysis where I got like attacked by a demon in my sleep, and I woke up, and I haven't had it since. I've been stronger mentally and physically, but I did research, and I think there's a dark underworld, like a spiritual underworld
right.
that you can tap into, and I don't want to go there.
And when did this happen to you?
4 or 5 years ago, six
oh,
years
okay.
ago.
Are you over it now?
Totally, and I think
I was weak then.
I'm strong
oh,
now. I have God with me now, so I don't even.
And so, do you believe that spirit, which is of Satan, hate God?
I didn't get enough time with it to really get its perspective, but I think it choked me, and I couldn't breathe for 15 minutes, so it didn't like me. So if God loves me, then I'm guessing
right.
it doesn't love God.
It hates God's children as well. And the point is, the children of the lie, they are pure evil. And they hate the children of the truth because the children of the truth, men and women of God, his children, the real ones, they are an example of God. And that spirit hate them. So they really want to rob, steal, and kill the children of God.
It's a possibility.
And they don't realize it. They don't realize, the human being, him or herself, don't realize what's driving them. But it is that spirit that's driving them, and we can't afford to pretend that it's something else, or they will defeat us.
Well, I'm not weak, I'm not naive, I'm not foolish, and
yeah.
I'm standing on the front lines as far as calling out what I see on a world scale and on a spiritual scale, similar to you. I guess just wording and labeling might be different, but I think there's a huge spiritual battle going on
yes.
in the world. There's a huge religious battle unfortunately, there's a racial battle that's being brought back after almost being extinct, and it's kind of just, it's all going at once. So I think there's a lot going on, but the truth will prevail.
Yeah.
The love will prevail. God will prevail. And good people hopefully will wake up.
I noticed that Christianity is the most hated religion on this side of heaven. Have you noticed that?
Definitely in America and all over the world, but yeah. I think it's maybe the most persecuted, and that's debatable. I'd have to really research the world, but I think it's the least reported on. Like 95% of the media, they hate Christianity and they love Islam.
I think it's because Christianity is the only religion that requires a person to repent. You have to know yourself, admit that you're wrong, and then you can change. I don't know of any other religion that requires you to do that, and most people don't like to admit that they're wrong.
I'm going to read, that's in the next 3 years, I'm going to read all religions and become an expert, come back and...
That'll be good.
Yeah.
You came on my radio show last year, we had a good time.
Absolutely.
And you told me you used to, at one time you supported Bernie Sanders. You even wrote a song about Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
it's a classic.
But you voted for Jill Stein.
Yes.
And why?
Because in California, where we are now, I knew that Hillary was going to win, and Electoral College, the vote really wouldn't matter. And I wasn't really into Trump. I would say I really didn't like Hillary. I liked Trump's debates, but I thought if Jill Stein could get the 5% or 15% vote, she'd be in the debates. And I still stand by that logic, because if she was in the debates, it opens up a whole new conversation. And while I don't find her very authentic and I disagree with her a lot, I think she does have some foreign policy perspective that would add to the debate. Okay. So,
are you still a Bernie Sanders fan, or
no,
you don't like him anymore?
I appreciate what he did to get people interested, but I find him very phony, very fake. He parades around the country with some of the worst, fakest racial activists who keep all races and religions down. He lies constantly. He protects the media. He's trying to destroy Trump. He's brainwashing and getting now progressives who think, oh, I'm so much better than Democrats. He's sucking them into the Democratic Party with candidates like Andrew Gillum, who is being funded by George Soros. And now they've got the progressive analysts saying, oh, this guy's a total outsider establishment. Yeah. You know, no disrespect to anybody or funders, but if someone's being funded by someone who's got, you know, $18 billion in their foundation, they're not an outsider.
Right.
You know, at least call it like you see it. I like him. This is who the guy is, but he's the wolf in sheep's clothing, leading the progressives to the slaughter.
Why do you like the Great White Hope in the beginning, the very beginning?
In the beginning?
Yes.
I just got swooped up in the Bernie stuff, and I come from like a love, peace type mentality, so his stuff was appealing to me. And Trump, you know, I guess his aggressive stuff wasn't appealing to me at first. I liked him in the debates. I was like, okay, this guy's really telling the truth. And then as I started seeing him really start performing, and then I just like, I'm an actions over words guy. So everyone's talking, you know, Bernie talked, did the opposite of what he said. Hillary lost, doesn't matter. Trump won, did everything he said he was going to do. And then I started learning all these things where I'm like, man, Trump was 2 years ahead of me on a geopolitical scale. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was going on. Now that I know, I'm like, this guy's a genius. He's incredible. He's the GOAT, greatest
great
of all time.
The Great White Hope.
The Great White, Great Black Hope too, right? I think he's the first black president.
You might be right. Part of the Walk Away movement?
Absolutely, yeah.
And tell people what that is.
Yeah, the Walk Away movement was started by Brandon Straka, who is a gay liberal hairdresser, Obama supporter. You know, I believe he posted pictures of him at anti-gun rallies, like, you know, was really going hard with the liberals, and then had an awakening, realized that it was all a lie, and just really wanted to free and liberate people. Really great guy. Also, you know, I hung out with him. He said my walk away, where I talked about going from Bernie to Trump, was one of the things that inspired him to make the movement. And then also I helped launch it through my pages, so I also helped launch it as well. But it's a brilliant movement. Brandon is incredible, and it's also inspiring people to come out with their own testimonials. So the news says it's Russian bots, but there's thousands of Americans, black, white, liberal, progressive, like never conservative, like every story, everything that you could think of, like some guy smoking a blunt in New York City, just keeping it real, other people that have worked in the film industry, like it's got everyone making tutorials, testimonials. Brandon's doing a walk away campaign march. So if you guys want to go to Washington, D.C., do that.
When is that?
I believe it's in October. I got to check.
I noticed a lot of young people are waking up. And even with blacks, the last report I saw was 36% of black people are now supporting him. And I think among young black men, is, you know, probably higher than that because a lot of young black men like him.
Absolutely. Once you see the truth, like I've always known something was wrong since I was young, but like I started weeding my way towards like the root of it.
Yes.
And like once you see it, there's no going back.
That's
so
right.
Like, you know, regardless of race, religion, gender, once That's you right. realize it and there's then you no expose it, you can't, there's no, that you just can't. So it's like our movement, just Trump winning and the media, social media, it's so effective that people like Candace Owens, even Kanye West, like those two right there, you know, Kanye saw Candace's video, I think, and then started talking. I think Trump's black support went 11% to 22% like that. And it's like, it's a good at least get a discussion. Kanye's not even talking that much politics. He's just like, mindset, let's talk about it.
I believe it was Maxine Waters, the Wicked Witch of the West, with the low IQ. She said something like, Kanye West should be quiet because he's influencing black people. And believe me, that's the last thing they wanted to happen.
Yeah, the irony of the liberals acting like the slave masters all the time. Like, I feel like they mentally and verbally enslave us, where it's like, not only are they not trying to debate us, like, here, let's talk to Kanye, see how he feels. Even Farrakhan was like, I support my brother Kanye. He's not on the, he's getting there. Like, you know, I know he's a little extreme for a lot of people, but there's people that don't even agree with him politically, but are like, trying to have a conversation. I respect that more than someone who says, shut up.
Yeah.
Don't talk. Like, I can't stand it. And that's what they do. The second, what was it, Paris Denard on CNN just argued with Phil Mudd or whatever. And it's like, the next day, sexual allegation fired. It's crazy.
That's evil.
They don't even want to have a conversation.
That's evil.
It is.
It is.
You got me to agree. I just like really try to think about my wording and usage and stuff. But, you know, it's, at a certain point, I might go full Trump. Just give me like 20, 30 years.
You gave Candace Owens a big boost on social media. What made you do that?
I saw her video on either YouTube or Reddit, and it had like 100,000, 200,000 views max. It was talking about Charlottesville, and it was just a beautiful message of like love and how she loved white people and how this small group of jerks wasn't going to, you know, change her mind and how like she loved America. It was so beautiful and so like authentic. I found it on the world and I put it on my page, reformatted it, hit her up. We were talking, she was like, oh, this, and she was like, oh, that's you. But I think it got 24 million views. So before she had 200,000, 24 million views, changed her whole life trajectory. But I did it only because the message was authentic. And since that moment, I knew that message was great. But her poise, her career, her strength has just been unfathomable. She's absolutely just crushing it on such a big level. And she's like instrumental in the American and world awakening. So I feel blessed to have, you know, helped that in some way.
Have you met her in person?
I have.
And what was her spirit like in person?
Fierce, strong, real. And I remember she looked at me in the eyes and she said, I'm not going to stop until I wake up every black person in America.
Amazing.
And since that day, that was before her InfoWars or any Fox News stuff, she has done that and beyond. I mean, I don't know if she's woken everyone up, but the impact she's had. So she's just very, 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 very fierce, very, very like, very good energy, very like there. A lot of people, like Trump says, low energy. I call them low energy crabs. Very high energy, very good energy.
At one point, she was known for attacking conservatives. And I believe she was exposing them. You remember that? What was she doing?
She had gotten bullied, I guess, younger in her life multiple times. She says she had gotten bullied. So she wanted to make a website which put all their social media and all their information in one place. It's a pretty bad idea, you know, and it got shut down by, I think, both sides of the political debate. Definitely interesting, so.
She would expose their addresses or something like that?
I don't know if it was, I think people got a little carried away on both sides. I don't think it was addresses. I think it was any information on social media.
About conservatives?
I don't know if it was conservatives, just anybody that was like really bullying people hard. But once it's like hate speech, what's a bully? So it wasn't a good idea. But I don't know that she was doxing them to the full extent or she knew what she was doing, but that happened. And I think you know.
Has she apologized publicly for doing that to conservatives?
I don't know if it was directed at conservatives, but that's the one thing, you know, as a friend, and, you know, if it was a big enough deal to me, I would have just said it. It's really right. not. But it's not the fact that to do it is okay, but to not really take responsibility, I think, was, I won't even say a mistake, but it was, you know, intriguing to say the least. And I see in the debates a few times she debated this girl, Blair White, and I don't know, she's kind of taking responsibility, kind of not, but I think it's always best to just be like, you know, I did it, it's a mistake, but
well, we all do crazy things in a fallen state, but when we realize we were wrong, if it's yeah. a public thing such as that, we should at least apologize for it, admit that you're wrong. Then people might, can trust you.
Yeah.
Either, I don't know if she's apologized or not.
I don't know.
And that's why I'm asking you.
I don't follow her that much.
A public apology.
She might have, and I think her mindset where, you know, we're different people, so I take accountability for my things. She has to handle hers. I think her mindset was like, this led me to this path. I'm not apologetic, because I think she was more mad at how people were trying to frame it as opposed to like thinking about what she did and why it was wrong. So similar to maybe a Trump, you know, fighting, always trying to win.
Do you trust her in that she is legitimate now, or because you're not aware of a public apology for that thing only, do you trust that she's legitimate or she's just going for another popular ride?
Time will tell. You know, I haven't known her my
but
whole
you
life.
Trust her?
I trust her for what she's doing now. I think her work is, you know, undeniably helpful in the moment, but time will tell all. So, you know, do I trust her with my life or my kids or anything? I wouldn't say that, but that's a high jump. I don't know many people I would.
Right.
Right. But, you know, I think she's doing a good job now, but I think time tells all. And, you know, people, if for some reason her agenda was nefarious or she had alternate motives, which I don't think she does, if that was the case, then time will tell all. But, you know, on a career level, I'm very impressed. On a personal level, you know, it's...
One last thing about that. Yeah. Did it concern you at all that you had not seen or heard an apology from her? Did that bother you at all? Were you concerned at all about that?
I was a little skeptical and suspicious of how she handled it.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, on a personal level, just, you know, never really, nothing terrible, but, you know, it didn't really blossom in the way that I thought it would. But at the end of the day, I'm not a drama person. I don't, you know, no drama, no expectations. Like, I do my thing. I'm happy. I look at the bigger picture as far as for now. So anything personal for me or her is, you know, it's really irrelevant.
As an entertainer, how did you get the courage to openly support President Trump?
I don't really care what people think. So I'm not a wimp and I'm not a coward. So if I think it's right, it's right. And I got to the certain point, I eased in on it. I made the big walk away video before the walk away campaign, why I liked, you know, Trump, and that got like 17, 18 million views. And I just put it in the nicest, kindest way I could think of. And I've slowly gotten stronger to be like, okay, where it's like, once I'm just, and it was all real too. Like, then I got to the point where I'm like, all right, this guy's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. I can't, yeah. It's scary. People say, are you scared to tell the truth? I always say it's scarier to live a lie and
that's
live
right.
your inauthentic self. That's the scariest thing to
absolutely,
me. So telling the truth, is it scary? I mean, I don't have fear. I don't like fear or being scared, but it's scary to me is being, you know, hiding in the corner all the time and watching the Western civilization crumble.
Have you been attacked for that?
Supporting physically or?
Yeah.
No, I've gotten stopped maybe like 70 times and it's been love, all love, so.
So you made this new song, congratulations, by the way.
Yeah.
About the Great White Hope.
Yeah.
Donald Trump. It's called I Like Trump.
Yeah.
I heard it. It was amazing.
Thank you.
And people like it, huh?
It's gotten great. I think it's...
It's an interesting song. So did you wake up one morning and you think, what am I going to do today? You know, I think I'll make a song. I Like Trump.
Morgoth Beats, he's one of the biggest heavy metal bands, and then he started doing hip hop. My other one is the producer, engineer, touring DJ for Lil Xan. They're very, very successful in hip hop and heavy metal, and some of my best friends out here. So I was like, we got to make a track. They were like, check your email. I checked it. I didn't even mean to. it's been like 2 years, a year, I've been supporting Trump and never even made a song. So it wasn't like, oh, I'm trying to capitalize. It was just bumping. And I guess I've been watching too many Trump videos or reading too many tweets. So I was just like, I like Trump. And it's a lot of people say, you shouldn't have cursed. I said, I don't really give a, but I told them, this one's not for you. It's for the streets. You know, you can't have everything.
When I heard all the cursing, I thought this was for the street as well.
It's for the streets. You know, it's like I have all audiences and they're like, I don't like it. I was like, yeah, but you know, everything's not for you. I do a lot of things, and I like to, like, I have friends that don't like Trump, and there's things that I could still enjoy with them. That
I'm not into all the cursing either, but I like the fact that you're out there promoting Trump. I want as many, especially young people, and you're a young person, I want as many people as possible to pay attention to this man so that they can decide for themselves who he is and if they want to support him.
It was only one curse. I said, I like Trump. I don't really give up, because I wanted to let people know I don't give a. I could have said truck, and I'm going to make an edited version for the kids and take out all the references to any sort of.
So let me hear just a few lines of the song.
The chorus or the other ones?
Yeah.
I said, I like Trump. I don't really give a. All y'all suck. I'm too real to keep it. I'm too real to play it safe, you fake in front. I'm the plug. Y'all just follow like some sheep do what they want. I don't jump. I'm just saying how I feel like Donald Trump. I like Trump.
Great, man. You're something else. Amazing.
Thank you. Amazing. You're amazing.
No.
Amazing.
No. Yeah.
Let's say it five times back and forth. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You interview Roseanne Barr after she got fired.
Yes.
I would love to interview Roseanne after she got fired for a tweet. How did you get that interview?
We're friends on a personal level. I'm not going to act like I'm best friends with her, but 2 years ago I saw her retweeting my stuff. I was in Hawaii. She was in Hawaii. And I was like, oh, Roseanne likes my videos. So then I messaged her. We almost met in Hawaii, but we didn't. And then while she was filming Roseanne, I was like, hey, you want to meet still? She was like, yeah, come to the studio. So I got to hang out with her on the set, in the studio, talk to her. I mean, she's super authentic, super Trump in the way of she just says what she feels.
Yeah.
And she's very, very smart. It's sad that they treated her like she did, because she's probably one of the realest, most authentic, and smartest celebrities out there. Number one show, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'd hung out a few times, and just I was friends with her son, too, and they wanted to maybe do stuff on the production level. You know, and we're still like, so just family friends at this point, but not like going to, you know, dinner or anything. So when she lost the show, I was like, if you ever want to talk or do anything, just let me know. And then, you know, one day she was just like, come to the studio now. So a lot of people try to get a hold of her, but she operates on like a very sporadic level of like, you know, spur of the moment. And like, you know, she wants to do another interview, so I might get another one before anyone else gets one. But it's, you know, I think she trusts me. I think that's most important.
Well, tell her to come on either the Fall Estate or the Jesse Lee Peterson radio show.
I can't tell her anything. She's got, even her son, like, she operates on a Roseanne level. No one can tell her. I mean, it's like Kanye's song, can't tell me nothing. So it's
invite her to.
So many people want so much from her, but I think she's like, you got to catch her at the right time or... you know, be in a small select group of people that she really trusts now. Because she's, I mean, who knows what mindset she's in, but trying to have fun or relax maybe. I don't know.
Well, if it meant to be, it will. Will there be a red wave or a blue wave this November, you think?
I hope for a red wave, but I think there's a possibility for a blue wave. I think they're very motivated, and a lot of people hate Trump. You know, so... I hope it's a red wave. I could see it being a big red wave and the news was lying again. They're lying anyway, but I could also, to be honest, I could see it being a blue wave because historically, anytime the president wins, it almost always goes back the other way for Congress. It's just like a psychological thing. So I hope people are really campaigning and focused, and we'll see.
I don't think as many ordinarily people hate the president as much as we've been told. I just think the liberal media keeps saying it.
Yeah.
And then they always put those people in front of the cameras who are saying it. And then you have the Democratic politicians who are saying it. Mm. And so we're constantly hearing it. And if you're not careful, you will believe that it's bigger than what it is.
I think way more people like him than they say.
Yeah.
But I do think a lot of people hate him. But the great thing is it's kind of separated people into two groups, and they think it's like racist versus not, which is not true. But it's like self-accountable, self-responsible, like blunt and honest. And then on the other side, you have very like victim mentality, naive. And they pick up people off the street. Like if you're just doing a bunch of dumb stuff on the street, F Trump. You know, it's like they've kind of like pushed people. So there's a lot of people who hate him, but it's not the biggest winners, let's say.
Right, that's right. Where do you get your morality from, your moral values? Where do they come from?
I would say my parents. And this is a perfect opportunity because my dad called me. He saw our first radio thing. And he was like, man, I can't believe you threw me under the bus like that. And I watched it. And I was like, it's not as bad as you think.
No.
Because you're asking about the parental situation. And I was like, we're not up each other's behinds, but I love them and stuff.
Right.
That's what I meant to say. But I want to say from my parents, from my dad and my mom, they have really good morals, really good people, hardworking, working class, you know, because people always be like, oh, you're so wealthy. And so it's like, no, I have really great parents. So I love you, Dad. I love you, Mom. That's the moment to do that. They did an incredible job. And with, you know, not the most, they gave me everything that was important. They let me do athletics. You know, they always, I thought were being mean, but both like, you know, different sides of the equation, got to see them both. So they did a really great job.
Have you gone to them and forgiven them for the mistakes they made with you?
Yeah, I mean, I never even thought, because to me, I'm so happy and I'm so grateful. I don't regret a single thing. I'm living the time of my life. So I'm like, I wouldn't change a single thing because I have. But I think they themselves, you know, because it was like a hectic upbringing, and it, to be honest, it really wasn't that hectic. They did a great job and kept me safe. But I think they have some regrets because of how they handled their own
right.
personal situation, and they regret way more than me. So I always tell my dad and my mom, if you guys are watching, like, I don't regret, there's nothing, you even have to apologize because nothing about my childhood really bothered me.
But
like,
let them apologize because maybe they know some things that you might not realize. And God said, go and forgive. So when they come to you, you say, oh, okay, thank you.
No, I do. But then I try to let them know, I'm like, there's nothing you could have done differently to make it better because I'm literally, you know, just
you
having
have,
a great time and doing a lot of good stuff. So.
You have perfect peace?
I mean, I would not say perfect, but I'm generally peaceful, but I also work a lot. I do my own editing. Like, you know, it's hard on my body and stuff. So I would say, like, mentally, yes, but I physically drain myself on a daily basis, working like 80 hours a week. So I would say I'm pretty at peace, but perfect, nah.
Quick answers. What is a man?
You.
No, you're right.
You're right. Keep that. A human being with a penis.
Your dad going to get on you about that one. are you an
funny.
Alpha or beta male?
I would say alpha. But
what's an alpha male?
I think an alpha male is someone who's strong, assertive. A beta male is someone who's weak and fragile. But I would say I'm a real alpha. I think there's a lot of fake alphas that act like they're so tough
right.
and super egotistical.
Yeah.
Mine comes from more like self-esteem and confidence rather than like fake ego. So I'm an alpha male, not to be confused with fake alpha betas, and not to be confused with beta betas, soy betas.
What is love?
Love is this. You feel it?
Oh, yeah.
You hear it?
I see it in you, man.
That's it.
That's love.
That's love.
And my final question, did you have fun?
Today?
Uh-huh.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That's
why I was trolling online, because I was like, first of all, that white privilege video was incredible. That's why, you know, but I was like, I'm going to keep trolling, try to get on the Fallen State. So if I didn't want to be on, have a good time, I wouldn't have.
You're welcome here anytime. The radio
on.
Show and the TV show. I like the fact that you are a free thinker.
Mm.
And that's what we need more of, especially with young people. We need free thinkers, not people just hear it and take it for truth without knowing for sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on, man.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to talk to you again. God
Appreciate
bless you.
You. Okay. God bless you. We about to hit him with the real wave. Yeah. I ain't trying to be another tech slave. Nah. Zuckerberg and Bezos. Check the halo. I be working with them angels while you stacking up the pesos. From Pablo to Amlo. We can bring the God flow to all zones. I like Trump. I like Trump. I don't really give a f***. All y'all suck. I'm too real to play it safe. You fake in front. I'm the plug. Y'all just follow like some sheep. Do what they want. I don't
Trump. I'm just saying how I feel like Donald Trump. I like Trump, I like Trump. I don't really give a f. All y'all suck. I'm too real to play it safe, you faking.
Thanks for watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.